Time now for your letters. Last week, I spoke with David McClure from the Office of Citizen Services and Communications at the General Services Administration. The agency recently unveiled a redesign of its website, USA.gov, and the site's app store. Jenny Young of Fort Wayne, Indiana, writes that while I will probably go to the website and see what is available for my BlackBerry, the last question in the interview disturbed me. The reporter asked if there would be an app to check our personal FBI file. I held my breath. Would this official actually answer the question? Nope. He talked around it and diverted it to an app about checking our Social Security accounts. What's the point of asking our officials or their representatives the questions if we do not hold them accountable for answering them? Even if the answer is that I cannot answer or I don't know, that would at least be honest discourse. Our story on how the tough economy is hurting police departments in rural communities and small towns generated many responses at NPR.org. Anna Maria DeLuca of Corpus Christi, Texas writes, I'm a police officer's wife. Now that the thin blue line is growing even thinner, folks are nervous that the police presence is dwindling. The only protection decent citizens have is our police force. Without the police, there will be mayhem. Government needs to make adequate police staffing a non-negotiable. We also heard from many of you regarding our story on human trafficking in the U.S., which profiled one woman who came from East Africa and worked almost 100 hours a week for only $70 a month.
Why did these people do this to me? It really makes me sad when I remember this story.
Doreen Meyer of Volcano, California, shared this story on our website. 40 years ago, I taught needed licensure courses to foreign nurses in a major U.S. city. One student told me a scary story. After job confirmation, she arrived from India and then was told there was no job. Her city-run public hospital told her if she agreed to be on call 24/7 and live in the nurse's residence at her expense, she could work, keeping her visa. After 2 years of no OT, no benefit slavery, she was fired on false charges, sent her to an attorney friend. The city settled for over $8 million, a lot, in 1971. If cities did it then, what about now? Even professionals get kidnapped. It's epidemic and is the U.S.'s true shame. Write to us. Visit our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. You can also reach out to us on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend or follow us on Twitter at NPR Weekend or NPR Leanne, and it's spelled L-I-A-N-E. This is NPR News.